Pesky problem here. Go to line number one and say good morning to the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram. Hi, Dean. You're on the air.
Good morning, Paddy. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to do it. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, first off, I think it's important to begin by recognizing today is a very significant day. Bill, let's talk. We've had a number of discussions about mental health of students, and certainly not that long ago, there was a national survey on the mental health of educators. And it's important to have this discussion. We need to end the stigma around mental health. But the more important piece, it's a discussion that needs to happen not just today, but each and every day thereafter. It's too important to be a one and done. I'm looking forward to having further discussions as long as I'm in my capacity to promote the concept of destigmatizing and taking steps to address the mental health of everyone in our school system.
It's like many other issues for me, in that when we have the ability, and we should, to be able to talk out loud about what makes us different, embracing differences is much different than being afraid of them. So whether it be children from different countries, whether it be different religions, whether it be with a diagnosed learning disability or a mental illness, anxiety disorder, depression, whatever the case may be, understanding what goes on in people's homes and the prevalence of violence and poverty and hunger. Look, we just got to talk about it, because if you talk about it honestly in front of schools with their formative mind, then more and more opportunity for empathy and understanding. Sometimes we're afraid of these issues because we don't want to isolate someone and brand them as different, but different doesn't have to be worse. But that's an unfortunate. Unfortunately, what we've come to learn is that every time we point out the differences, we're isolating or ostracizing someone, when that doesn't need to be the intention or the outcome.
Couldn't agree more, and my point there is that the discussion needs to happen not just today about this particular issue, but going forward each and every day. A one and done will not cut it. But the main reason I wanted to call, again, something we've shared discussion on, is the importance of education as an issue in the province. While it might not be at the forefront of many in the electorate when considering what does matter, education forms a foundation for everything else to come forward, whether it be our health care system, whether it be our province economy. And with that in mind, once again, the NLT, and we're pleased to be doing this, we're offering the first platform for our provincial leaders to outline their priorities, in this case, as it pertains to education, and has been our election time tradition. We're holding our leaders forum on education this coming Monday, February 1st from 7 to 9 p.m., which will be live streamed. We're looking forward to hearing where the leaders stand on issues related to education.
Well, and you know where I stand on this kind of stuff, Dean. I say it repeatedly, I'm going to stick with it. Our hopes of a bright future are going to rest on the quality caliber of education for the grade schools right through post-secondary. We should all have the same stance on the importance. It's not a political or partisan issue. It's much bigger than that. So anyway, you know my perspective. A lot of our concerns with the economy and jobs and health and everything, a lot of those could be addressed with a focus on education. We have great educators. We've got a lot of real pros out there who are doing their level best. We are falling behind in some of the comparative test scores across the country. We do indeed have a shortage of guidance counselors and probably psychologists. We need to address it.
We do, and during that forum, and actually in addition to that, we've launched our election bulletin that all the parties have submitted answers to questions we posed to them, which will be distributing to our members in the coming days. But at the leaders forum, and we're very pleased to note that all Mr. Crosby, Mr. Fury, and Ms. Coffin have all officially confirmed their attendance at it, and I think I'm pleased to know that this clearly shows their commitment to discussing education in our province. Now, with Mr. Pelly, he was very interested in participating as well, but given his recent health issues, we fully appreciate whatever he decides, and we wish him all the best in his recovery from his medical issues. We're looking forward to having that discussion. I've known Mr. Pelly for a number of years, and he was very interested in attending this forum, but his medical condition, and we all wish him well in his recovery from that situation.
Oh, yeah, me too. He's had to halt his campaign, which I'm sure is frustrating for him and for the party, and we wish him the very best of health. And we'll keep the education questions coming, because I firmly believe that the better we do there, the better the outcomes will be for every walk of life, every nook and cranny of the province. Good to have you on the show.
Always my pleasure.
Okay, thanks. All the best, Dean. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA.